Do you ever wonder what to say and what not to say at the concert? Back in a moment with some tips.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I usually like to briefly lay out the expectations of the concert. No cell phones, no talking, etc. It's best to keep these brief. You might put them into the program and not even mention them at all. Some of it kind of depends on the culture of where you're at. Where I'm currently at a Title I school, I feel like I really need to lay out the expectations right from the beginning. Or you might just come flying out of the woodwork right away with a rousing, fast, quick-paced number to catch everybody's attention and then do the talking later. Demand audience respect. The choir teacher at my Title I school, she really does this well. She stops the concert if there's talking and retrains the audience in a nice way. She does it in a very nice way, but she lays out the expectations again, and if someone forgets, she demands that they give respect to the concert. There was one concert we were at that we even had to kick a couple of kids out. They weren't there with their parents, I don't think. And they just would not get the message. I went and sat with them. I was helping out at the choir concert. Went and sat with them. That didn't work either. So we asked them to leave. Have a plan as to what you're going to say. We all as directors, or many of us, I should say, have a tendency to ramble on, especially if we're nervous in front of people when we're talking. So have some kind of plan, even if it's just a few key words or what you're going to cover, or if you need to, actually write out everything you're going to say. I don't like to do that. That's just my personality, but I know that that helps some people do a better job. You might let the students do it. But make sure if you do, have them practice. They tend to ramble on also. I love having my middle school beginners announce most of the concert. I will have them practice it about 2 weeks before the concert. I'll start off with who would like to do it, and then they just kind of get a shot at it. And then I kind of narrow down the list as we go along till I finally have the ones who are going to be the announcers, and then they practice it as we're practicing the concert in the rehearsal room, the weeks leading up to it, and also the last couple of days when we're on stage. So remember to have the kids practice. Some of them need something written down. Some of them can, over the course of the practicing, speak off the cuff. Remember this, less talk equals more music. Occasionally, maybe you can throw in a history of a piece. If you are really into notes about all of the songs, maybe you can put a page in the program that just has program notes about all the songs. This is just my philosophy. I really want the concert to be more about the music and less about the talk. So 90% or more music is what I'm aiming for. Sometimes I don't even introduce songs between songs. I might play a song, introduce one, and then play two songs, and then introduce the one we just played between pieces. This is very, very important, and something I forgot early on in my career. The very first concert that I led was a beginning band that we performed on a floor above the basement rehearsal room that we had. So the kids brought up the chairs, they brought up the stands, they brought up the timpani. They all helped with that as we got set up for the concert. We performed the concert. I was greeting parents and telling them thank you for coming out. The students all had a great time. It was a beginning band and it was our first performance of the year. So it was all a very pleasant experience. I shook the last person's hand and turned around, and I'm faced with about 80 chairs, 30 stands, timpani, all these kind of equipment that had to go down a flight of stairs. I ended up doing that one all by myself because I believe it was right before a weekend, and our school was used by various groups throughout the weekend, and sometimes they had weddings there. It was a really nice private school. So this is very important. When you tell the audience thank you, if you need help with the equipment, tell them to ask them to help you. After that one concert, when my legs and back and everything were sore, I knew that I could not keep doing that. And I remembered after that to always ask the audience. Now I do the same thing. I'm greeting people. The students and some of their parents are helping move equipment. I greet the last person and turn around, and everything is put away. There might be one or two stray stands or something that has a music packet that has gotten behind something. But other than that, I don't even move anything. I tend to forget names right in the middle of the concert when I need them most, like right after a student plays a solo. So I like to put a sticky note on the last page of my score with the students' names. And I find that when I have it written down on a sticky note, I don't need it. But if I don't have it on the sticky note, then I end up not being sure of what their name is. All of a sudden, my brain has a cramp. I hope that these tips have been helpful for you. If your group needs a speaker to come in or some professional development, I hope that you will consider me. JamesTheDivine@gmail.com is a great way to reach me, as well as directly by phone, 719-238-4193.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.